You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah! Orange and blue asses up! It's your favorite Daryl Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on the Overnight. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fleas behind the glass. There's only one thing I want to talk about. One. And that is the New York Knicks. On my damn birthday, no less. The greatest birthday gift in the history of birthday gifts as a fan. The New York Knicks are the NBA champions. You heard that right. The New York Knicks are the NBA champions of the basketball world. And where are all the haters at? Where you at, you bunch of fake-ass frauds? Where you at? You were quick to criticize the Knicks, quick to criticize the roster, quick to criticize the coach. Leon Rose doesn't talk. Jalen Brunson's not a 1A. Well, where you at? You skipped the podium, as they say around here. Becky Hammon, where you at? Paul Pierce actually apologized and said he was wrong. So shout out to Paul Pierce. Draymond Green looked Jalen Brunson in the eye, and Jalen Brunson wanted no part of it. No part of it. This run by the New York Knicks is the greatest run in my fandom's lifetime. And maybe in New York sports history. The way they did this, a plus 283, the greatest margin in the history of the sport. The way they were down, double digits in every finals game. The historic comeback, down 29. And the OG, I tried to dunk it, but couldn't tip in. All of this, the foul trouble, every single first quarter in this series, and Nick had two fouls in the first quarter. Every single game, it happened. But let's go back to the beginning of the run, and I'm going to get into Wemby in a sec, later on. Oh, Wemby, your ass is mine. Before the playoffs, the New York Knicks were the smallest favorite to win the first round series. The smallest favorite. This is the recap. And then, down 2-1, you know who you are. Fire the coach. There was even a fake tweet out there that said, breaking news, the Knicks plan on firing Mike Brown and bringing in Tibbs to coach the team the rest of the playoffs. Some of you fell for that. Some of you did. And then, the next round, the 76ers. After the Celtics choked like the dogs that they are. The Sixers' historic comeback for them, down 3-1. Ending that curse. Sixers are the favorite. Who's going to guard Maxey? Who's going to guard Embiid? And what happens? Swept that ass. And then Cleveland knocks off Detroit. The most explosive backcourt in the NBA playoffs. And what happened then? Game one. The historic comeback. With 7.5 left. 7:50 to be exact. Jalen Brunson goes on the ultimate burner. 44-11 run. Fourth quarter overtime. The Knicks beat the Cavs historic fashion. And the Cavs and James Harden, as usual, choke like dogs. It's so bad James Harden got arrested. He stays losing in the playoffs. Then the finals. Rachel Nichols opens her mouth and says, it doesn't matter. They're not beating any one of these Western Conference teams. Whoops! How'd that turn out, Rach? Yeah, I'm naming names. How'd that turn out? The Knicks come back in all of these games that they won and win the NBA championship in five. Knicks in five. That's all I hear in the streets. Knicks in five. Where am I, Nick gear? Knicks in five. On the train, Knicks in five. Walking on the streets, Knicks in five. Text messages, Knicks in five. The celebration afterwards. Yes, I cried. I'm man enough to admit that. Real men cry. And I posted it. And I don't give a rat's ass. I know it's out there forever. I don't care. I don't care. It was real emotion, real joy. I was born in Brooklyn, but I bleed orange and blue. I didn't leave. Like a lot of fake-ass Knicks fans did. When those other two jabronis signed in Brooklyn, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Now, I remember I wasn't working here yet. I read a text message from a former NBA agent that said, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are coming to New York. I assumed it was the Knicks because nobody says New York with Brooklyn. I got all hyped up. I couldn't stop talking about it. And it turned out they went to Brooklyn. And a lot of Knicks fans went over to Brooklyn. Fake. And how'd that work out? Didn't even sniff the conference finals. Didn't sniff the NBA finals, let alone the conference finals. Like your favorite theory predicted to his two net friends. They thought I was being a hater. I was right. Kevin Durant's dumb comments, it's not cool to be a Knick. How you like it now, KD? Kevin Durant joined super teams, formed super teams. Jalen Brunson did not. Leon Rose did not. This was a whole process. Flowers to Tibbs and flowers to Julius Randle. Started this. Julius Randle wasn't scared of the weight of the Knick jersey as Josh Hart talked about. Wasn't scared of it. When so many others, so many big, bad superstars, megastars, were afraid of it. LeBron James. Were afraid of it. Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant. Were afraid of it. Didn't want it. Joined other superstars. Because they weren't man enough to do it on their own. And then drafting R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel quickly, they get flowers as well. Because if they didn't play the way they played as Knicks, OG Anunoby's not a Knick. And shout out to the Warriors for fumbling that bag. The Raptors wanted Kuminga and some other stuff to trade OG Anunoby, and the Warriors said no. So thank you, Golden State. You are not the smartest organization in the NBA the last decade. Thank you for that.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
So shout out to Randall, Barrett, Quickly. Shout out to Obi Toppin. He got the Knicks a couple second round picks, which opened up some cap space, some more cap space, which helped get Dante DiVincenzo in here. Shout out to Dante as well. He gets his flowers because the package of DiVincenzo and Randall brought in Karl-Anthony Towns. And then let's get to the picks. Do the Nets want the next 5,000 picks for the Knicks? Because I'd be more than happy to do it for them. You can have them. F them picks. You can have them. So shout out to the Brooklyn Nets for trading Bridges to the Knicks for 5 picks that are going to do nothing in Brooklyn Net uniforms. You can have those picks. See, I've been holding this in for a long time. I might be one of the oldest Knicks fans around here. I bleed orange and blue. Yes, I'm a Commanders fan. Yes, I'm a Mets fan. But I realized during this entire run, and even last year and the year before that, that the Knicks are my first love. Shout out to my pops for that. It's the first title I get to experience with my father as an adult. So shout out to my dad, who made me a sports fan, who turned me into a sports fan. The first Knick game I can recall as a kid was in my grandmother's apartment in the Bronx by the Grand Concourse. Patrick Ewing beating the Celtics in a shocker. That was the first game I can recall as a kid. You know, if you have a Latino family, you know that our abuelas, we have that, they have that bowl of plastic fruit. If you grew up in the 80s, you know what I'm talking about, even the 70s. So I would take the plastic orange and shoot it in my grandma's lamp and act like I was Patrick Ewing. Those were my first memories as a Knicks fan. And I remember the Knicks losing with Rick Pitino. And then he went to Kentucky. You know, all the list of horrendous Knick coaches. You know, you had the good coaches. Pat Riley, Pat the Rat went to Miami. Jeff Van Gundy, they couldn't get it done. Although they gave us a magical run in 99. 94 being a game away. And the heartbreak of that as a teenager. This run by the Knicks now has also reunited me with a lot of old school friends. Because we used to sit around and have our pizza parties. And I've talked about this before. And the heartbreak we endured as Knicks fans. And all the jokes came as being a Knicks fan. You know, wearing Knicks gear, you got mocked and laughed at. But the real ones stood by the team. Horrible draft pick after horrible draft pick. Horrible coach, horrible GM. Just horrendous job by the organization. But we didn't run. We stood by our team. The heartbreak, game 7 to the Pacers. The injuries One player falling down after the other. OJ Anunoby's hamstring gives way in game 7. Jalen Brunson breaks his hand during a Knick comeback in the third quarter. The Pacers shoot at a historic pace to eliminate the Knicks. Then go back to the last year. The game 1 heartbreak. Losing to the Pacers again. All the jokes. Going into the postseason, the Knicks will win their championship, some people said, and they got mocked, those people. As if saying that was a disease. Everybody slurping the Celtics, the Pistons, who did nothing to deserve all that praise. All right, had the best regular season in the East. Whoop-de-doo! Had that working for the Cavs the year before. All the other teams getting the attention. The Nuggets, the Spurs, OKC, heck, even the Timberwolves, the Lakers and LeBron. Luka getting more attention than the Knicks, getting more praise than the Knicks. The Pistons, the Celtics, the Cavs, Embiid, the Sixers. Everybody sleeping on the Knicks. Good. Because you hear everything afterwards. Jalen Brunson heard everything. Becky Hammon. Still waiting for you to take the podium. You double down. And you went broke! Still waiting for you to take the podium. And I don't believe in all this number stuff. Not a big fan of, oh, look at that. These numbers or whatever. But let's look at what happened. Yes, June 13th was my birthday. Yes. Red Holzman. 613 wins. That rafter, that hangs from the rafters. The rafters at Madison Square Garden. The banner, 613. The Knicks, 16-3 in the playoffs. There's another combination of the numbers 1, 6, and 3. The Knicks lost 3 games by a total of 6 points. There's those numbers again, 3 and 6 in the mix. OJ Anunoby won his first title. He didn't play in it. 6-13. He wins 6-13 his title with the Knicks. Jalen Brunson put out a tweet, 11 years ago? One more to go on 6-13. I still don't know what that means. As Nas would say, it was written. June 13th, for Mets fans, started the stankage of last year's slow collapse, slow choke job. And a year later, 6-13 will live forever in Knick history. And I love it. I love every second of it. And let's not forget, well, I'll get into Wimby after the break. Because Wimby, your ass is mine.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.